school back where I live. And so if you're not familiar with it, the children's songs are the ones on the back. But, you know, there's favorites all through here, so we can sing any of them. But let's start by singing something to start the Sunday school here. Does anybody have a favorite? And if you don't know the number, that's okay, because we might know it if you just tell us the name of the song or what it's about. You know, I see a little boy up here in the front row. There's a song on the back sheet that's a favorite. I think I enjoyed it when I was a boy. Maybe there's other boys here that like it too. Number 44 is about a boy that's dying here. Maybe we'll sing that one. Number 44.
To a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying. Nobody ever has told it to me.
Okay, I said there would be a story, and so here's one that happened just today. We got in the car this morning to come here to Sunday school, and the person that is that would typically be standing up here having the Sunday school had already left, and we got on to I-25 heading south to come down to the Sunday school today. And I saw a sign. It caught my attention. It said, I-25 closed ahead. And just then my phone rang. And it was the car that had left ahead of us. And they said, we're stuck. We're stuck in traffic. And they said, you better be careful. You better get off here and take this next exit and go down a different road and cut around this highway is closed. And so my wife looked on her phone after that conversation, and she found that earlier today somebody was driving on that road and there was an accident and somebody died. You know, it made me think of that verse that says, that tells us that we don't know what a day is going to bring forth. we don't know what's going to happen today. And so it's so important to listen in Sunday school because these songs and the verses that we learn, they tell us how we can be saved and how we can be right with God. And so that if that had been you in that car, you would have gone to be with the Lord Jesus. And so we need to be ready. And so, boys and girls, here is the story of a boy who was dying and he wanted to be ready. And so I hope you're ready. And I look around the room and I think probably most people in this room are ready, but it's a good reminder that we need to be ready in case that's you. Okay, who else has a song? All right. 25. Fits in really well.
Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf.
Into light from the way that Jesus rose.
Okay, good. That was another good song about being ready, being in time. You know, we don't know how much time we have. And so that, I don't even know if it was a boy or a girl that passed away on the highway or a driver. But you know what? I don't think that person started out their day thinking that today would be their last day or their last chance to be saved. You know, this could be the last Sunday school that you get to listen to. And so it's important to be ready, to be in time. It says, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And so it's important to the Lord, and so it should be important to us to realize that now is the right time to be ready. Okay, who else has a song? Do you have a song? Would you like to sing a song? No? All right. Kind of tied here. You know, maybe we should stretch a little bit. Do we all know Wide, Wide is the Ocean? That's a good one. Kind of wake up in the morning, right? So let's sing that one. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord's love reaches us everywhere. There's no place we can go where the Lord can't love us. Okay, who else has a song? It can be from your sheet or one that you know from your Sunday school that you normally sing. I don't want to forget somebody. Okay. Oh, you tricked me twice. Okay. That's a favorite. Very good.
There once was a wild little donkey. He had to be tied to a tree. When Jesus was thinking about him, he said, "Go and bring him to me." And when they
we started off by saying we need to be prepared because we don't know what a day is going to bring forth, right? But you know, it's more than that. We just sang about the Lord Jesus being able to have that little donkey go the right direction. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, didn't we? If you were here. About the Lord Jesus being able to make a donkey to go the right direction. You know, I think almost every time I hear that song, I think about when I was in school a long time ago. About 100 years ago or so, we had at our school, every few years, there would be a company that would come in and they'd bring in a bunch of donkeys. And the idea was that the students would be on one team, the teachers would be on another team, and they'd play basketball by riding the donkeys. You had to be on the donkey to shoot the ball or to throw it to the next guy. And so if you can imagine these trying to pull the donkey this way, and other people trying to get behind and push the donkey to the other side. And they don't go where you want them to go. And they're just like me. And probably even you. We don't want to go the right direction. But, you know, the Lord Jesus can help us to go the right direction. And He loves you. Isn't that wonderful? He loves you. And He wants to see you grow up into the man or the woman that He has in mind for you to be and to go the right direction. And He can do that. Okay, who else has a song? 34. Thank you. Sing another song here in a minute, but while we're singing about it, singing the next song, I want you to think about if you would like to share a memory verse. It can be any verse. Sometimes at a conference, maybe you want to share a verse that you're very familiar with. And you know what? Everybody likes to hear when somebody wants to share a memory verse. So think of one, and we'll sing another song. Who's got another song they'd like to sing? 44, okay.
What did you just even know what it was? Never mind.
I'm okay with singing twice.
No.
I think I see a hand right here. See. The Tristan? Oh, I just. Well, we can. Is there another song, maybe?
39.
39. Thank you.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh,
think that's a good spot to just let's stop for just a minute and ask the Lord Jesus to help us with the rest of Sunday school here. Okay? Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you so much for making it possible for boys and girls, daddies and mommies, older ones, to be able to have peace with God. Thank you so much that your love reaches us everywhere, as we could sing, and that you are able to take us as wild little donkeys and help us to go the right direction. And so now, Lord Jesus, we just ask that you would help us with the Sunday school. We ask for help if any of these boys and girls would like to say a memory verse, that you would help them to say it. And we just pray that you would guide through the Sunday school. We just ask for help in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And it looks like my relief is here, so I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Deere. Although it looks like maybe we still have time to do verses. So did anybody want to say a verse? You want to say a verse? If you want to say a verse, come on up. Actually, I think my cord will reach. You want to go first? I know it's always hard to get that first word, and I'm not sure what verse you're saying, so maybe Dad can help you out.
Psalm 18:2. My Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in him I will trust.
Very good. Thank you. Did you want to come up next? I know it gets makes you shy when you have the microphone in your face, doesn't it? Okay, you want to try?
The Lord is my rock and my fortress,
and whom I will trust.
Psalm 18:2.
That's really good. Does anybody else want to try? Either of you girls?
The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Psalm 18:2.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. You want to try?
Psalm 18:2. God is my rock and my fortress.
Oh, that's okay. Good job. I'm glad you can remember where it's found. That's the hardest part for me.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer and my strength, in whom I will trust. Psalms 18:2.
Very good. Thank you. Anybody down? Oh, good. Okay.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Psalm 18:2.
Excellent. Anybody else? Okay, I think I'm going to hand it over to Mr. Deere here.
Thank you very much, Andy. Does Mr. Buchanan make a good pinch hitter? Well, that was so good to hear you boys and girls learning your verse, saying it by memory. That's great. And I was thinking this morning how the Lord, He gives us so many good things to enjoy every day. And this morning, I was thinking that maybe we could talk a little bit about gifts. How many here like gifts? Whoa, I see almost every hand up. We all like gifts, don't we? Well, you know what? The Lord gave me something this morning. And it was kind of a different type of a gift. But according to the Word of God, it was a gift. You see, we were coming down I-25 to come to this Sunday school. And all of a sudden, the traffic ground to a halt. And we looked up ahead and we saw a sign. You know what it said on the sign? I-25 closed. Now, are we in big trouble? Because, you know, I was asked to take the Sunday school here today. And the highway is closed, and there was so much traffic on the highway. Big, huge trucks and cars and SUVs. Well, we thought to ourselves, what are we going to do? Well, we had a good chauffeur, and we had to get off the highway. And, of course, we were delayed. But before we got off the highway, we thought maybe it would be good to pray about this. And maybe the highway would open up. And you know what it says in the Bible? In Psalm 55 and verse 22, it says this: cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. And when I looked in the little margin in my Bible, I saw that for the word burden, it said gift. Gift. And so, this difficult situation was really a gift from God. And sometimes that's the way it works. Boys and girls, you know, the difficult times in our lives that we would like to try to avoid are really times when the Lord wants to do us good. And it's like a gift. Well, we're thankful that Mr. Buchanan was able to open the Sunday school. And I would have been happy to sit and to listen to what he had to say, because I know it would have been good. But I think he was trying to be kind to me, because I did have a few things to show you, boys and girls. And the first thing I have here in this bag is a couple of these. I'm going to have a hard time holding this, so I'm going to try to speak up. Now, how many brought these to the Sunday school? Good. Yeah, you brought yours. Oh, yeah, you got it. Oh, yeah, they're there. Okay. Everybody has a set of these, right? And so do I. Now, you know, boys and girls, even though we have a set of ears, or a pair of ears, doesn't necessarily mean that we are hearing what's being said. And that's why the Lord Jesus, many times, he said, he who has ears, let him hear. She who has ears, let her hear. Boys and girls, are you listening today? God is speaking through his word. He has something to tell you. And I hope that your ears are open. You know, I believe 7 times in Revelation 2 and 3, we have these words: he that hath an ear, let him hear. 7 times over. You know, my name is Wally. Wally Gear.
And I have a brother, and I love him very much. I couldn't ask for a better brother. But sometimes he would shorten up my name. And instead of calling me Wally, he shortened it to one syllable, he called me Wall. Hi, Wall. Hey, Wall. Where you going, Wall? And it seemed like he was talking to a wall. And you know, sometimes I think maybe he was, because I didn't always pay attention to what he was saying. You know, I had ears like this, but I wasn't hearing what he was saying to me. And truly, he was talking to a wall. Boys and girls, am I talking to a wall this morning? Or are you listening? Is God talking to a wall? It's not good to be talking to a wall. You know, if I went over to the wall over there and started talking to the wall, that'd be a very peculiar, very strange thing to do, because the wall wouldn't be listening. The wall wouldn't be talking back to me. So we hope we're not talking to a wall here today. But you know what? Talk about gifts. You see what I got in my hand? These are the gift of God. God gives boys and girls ears to hear. And how wonderful that is. Did you know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God? And I believe it was yesterday, maybe Mr. Stewart, I believe, he was saying that God gives us a hearing ear. A hearing ear and a believing heart. But first comes the hearing ear. God speaks to us through His Word. And so, here we have the Bible. And boys and girls, this is a wonderful gift from God. How many here like to open presents? Oh, not even the children, but the older ones too. All of us, we like to open gifts, right? It's a fun time. And when we go to a birthday party, it's always nice to see a pile of gifts. And one of the happy, fun times about a birthday is opening up all these presents. Now, I got a gift to you. One person is going to get this gift here today. You look disappointed. But I'll tell you something. That's a bag of bags right here. See this bag? This bag is full of bags. And in every one of those bags, $100. And everybody on this front row, and you're going to get one. Any boys and girls in the back, you want to come to the front and get one of these too. Now, I didn't just win the lottery, because I don't gamble. One person is getting that gift. Everybody is going to get a bag with $100. But before we do this, let's open this gift. What do we have here? The Bible. Boys and girls, who can tell me where was your verse found today? Who can tell me the reference where it was found? Can you tell me? 18:2. Now, did you ever think of this? When you open the Bible, it's like opening a gift, and you find in this gift something very wonderful. And then we close up the Bible. But then we come again and open the Bible. Now, last night, we had our Bibles open. We closed up the Bible. Now we're here today. We open up the Bible again. It's just like opening up a gift again. And God has something good for us to enjoy in His Word, the Bible. So, now that's a beautiful verse. Psalm 18 and verse 2. Psalm 18 and verse 2. The Lord is my rock. Isn't that wonderful to know? If we're on the rock, we're on a solid foundation. The foolish man, he built his house on sand. What happened when the storm came? Can you tell me? Yeah, it fell down, crashed. But when the storm came to the man whose house was on the rock, it stood firm. And the Lord is my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Are you trusting?
Yes.
In the Lord. Now, I'm going to say this. The faith to believe also is the gift of God. You know, if we turn over to Ephesians 2 and verse 8, it says, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Did you know, boys and girls, the very faith to believe is the gift of God? So, we've got three gifts already here. We've got the Word of God. We've got ears. We've got faith. And it all comes from down, from above. Isn't that nice? Every good and perfect gift, it comes down from the Father of lights. It comes down from the Lord. What a wonderful Lord we have this week. A wonderful God. And people don't think about how good God is. But can you imagine if the sun didn't come up today? And it was night. That would really be bad. And let's say the earth moved a little off course, a little farther away from the sun. We would all freeze right up. There'd be no Sunday school here today. And if the earth went a little closer to the sun, we'd all burn up. There'd be no Sunday school here today. But God keeps the earth in perfect orbit around the sun so that we can have Sunday school. And Sunday school is a happy time. It's a good time. Because we get to sing about Jesus and learn about Him too. Now, what about my bed? Somebody steal my bag. I don't think we have any thieves here, but a bag of money bags, $100 in each bag, pretty attractive to some people. So I'm going to pass out to everybody here today a bag of money. One for you. And one for you. And this is real money, boys and girls. $100. One for you. One for you. You like it? You're not all excited. You want one? Okay. Y'all want to? You want one? All right, Wally. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it Luke? Yeah, Luke. One for you, Luke. And let's see, who else? Now, does everybody like their bag of money? You don't like it. Well, boys and girls, I don't want to be mean, but I think I was telling the truth when I was telling you that that bag is $100. The only problem is, it's all shredded. It's what we call shredded money. Because, you know, money wears out. And it goes back to the Federal Reserve, and every so often they check money. They scan it. And if it is worn out, they reject it. And they say, it's time to get rid of this money. You know, that's not paper. 75% cotton, 25% linen. And that money lasts a long time. I wrote down in my book here how long money lasts. $1, 4.8 years. $5, 3.8 years. $10, 3.6 years. $20 bill, 6.7 years. $50 bill, 9.6 years. And a $100 bill lasts for 17.9, about 18 years. Well, boys and girls, what you got in these money bags, I'm sorry to say, it's money that's worn out. Had to be shredded. But you know what? They take the shredded money and they put it in these little bags, and they think that boys and girls would like these bags. And older people too. Well, it's like a souvenir, eh? But let me read a verse. Because I see our time is going. I have sometimes hard time abbreviating a message. Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. And this is what it says. The Lord Jesus, in verse 17, Proverbs 8, 17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Notice, durable riches. What Christ has to give, it lasts, lasts, and lasts, never wears out, never has to be shredded. It's wonderful. And there are riches in Christ that we're just beginning to understand and enjoy. Now, boys and girls, come to Christ. The Lord Jesus loves you. And it tells us here, he said, riches and honor are with me. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. Now, this is closing. See this here? I got this gift here. And this gift is for anybody that can, maybe $100. This gift costs $100. I wasn't planning on that. I gotta qualify this. I'm talking $100 that's intact. No shredded hundred. Anybody be willing to buy this for $100? And I'm talking not shredded. Not shredded. How about $50? $10? No. It's so foolish for me to be charging somebody for a gift. And you know, that's the problem with people today. We don't have time to turn to it. Turned for yesterday. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. If I charge you 1 cent for this, it's not a gift anymore. It's a bargain. It's not a gift. And when God says the gift of God is eternal life, you need to accept what he has to offer and not try to pay for it or add to it, because Jesus paid the price at the cross at Calvary. You know the little song, on the cross for me, on the cross for me, dying there in agony. Jesus paid the price himself to sacrifice on the cross for me. Jesus paid the price so that you and I, we could have eternal life as a free gift. Free gift. And the Lord Jesus could say to the woman at the well, if you knew the gift of God or the free giving of God, you would have asked of me, and I would have given you living water. So, God is a giving God. The Lord Jesus is a giving Savior. And this gift is not going to be charged. And the way we're going to give this gift is, after the Sunday school, we're going to meet up here, and everybody can come up, and we'll put your name on a paper, and we're going to put the paper in an envelope, and then we'll choose out a name and see who gets the gift. Okay? Is that fair enough? Okay, so only one person gets this gift. But everybody can keep their $100. But most wonderful of all is that when you come to the Lord Jesus, we receive the free gift, the gift of eternal life. And we can never lose that, because Jesus on the cross made it possible. Died according to the scriptures. Was buried. Rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And Jesus is coming back one of these days. And I hope the boys and girls are ready to meet him. Oh, that you would put your trust in the Lord Jesus. You know, there was a man, he was a wicked man. He thought he could buy God's blessing. And Peter had to say to this man, your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be bought with money. Oh, that was a terrible state that man was in. So, God's gift. Let's just pray together. Father, we just thank thee for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to gather here with the dear boys and girls. And we thank thee for thy unspeakable gift, for the Lord Jesus and for his precious blood that cleanses from all sin. We thank thee for giving to us thy word, the Bible, what a wonderful gift. And also thy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to open up the Bible, this gift, to us, that we might enjoy what we find therein. And so, our Father, we just bow in thy presence today and acknowledge thy goodness in so many ways, temporal ways. But also, we think of your spiritual blessing that thou hast bestowed upon us by thy grace and goodness. And we just thank thee now for the day. We think of this terrible accident too out on the highway. And we see the vehicle and how it's crumpled and smashed in. We don't know if the people are living, but if they are, we do pray that thou wilt speak to their heart through this circumstance, that they too might turn to the Savior and be saved. So we ask all as we commit our way to thee, give thanks in thy precious and worthy name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.